it's Friday afternoon, evening in Sydney, and we're back at Cheers on a Friday night, which is kind of weird when you think about
it. But it means I can make it.
People.
Well, you to be fair, Matt, you've not been.
Oh, here we go again. We've already said this before the podcast started. You're setting yourself up for a laugh again.
You've not been since you had the sulk when you got owned. JMO, am I right? You got owned and then didn't turn up.
Pants pulled down, ass slapped.
Don't think I got owned. I think I took a...
Anyway, yeah, we're back at Cheers.
I'm going.
It is good to
I'm
see
going.
You, Matt.
I'm leaving.
Sit down.
Fuck off.
episode 27. Come on, let's focus, guys. Episode 27, Friday afternoon in Sydney. Matt's back. We've got some special guests. We've got Paul, who's some guy from Melbourne.
Some guy?
Doing the food challenge.
How very dare you. Now, this is Paul from Trickstar, who turned up early to start off on the 2K... 2K long pre-match.
2K. He's going to run 2K after this, is he? I doubt if he gets 2 metres, mate.
I've got to get to circuit
of care.
We'll
roll you down, mate. We'll roll you down the road.
Food challenge and...
He's killing it.
I think you're going to do
it's
mate.
It's killing him at the same time.
How do you feel, Paul?
How do I feel? I'm feeling like I've eaten 2 kilos of meat. I'm not happy about the egg, though.
Why? You have to have egg on a mixed
meal. Yeah, I know,
grill.
But... You promised me fried egg, and in the order was fried egg, and now I've got this scrambled stuff that's making me sick.
So you know the egg.
I think the egg could be the issue here.
All right.
I think the meat could be done, but it's just the egg issue.
We've also got some special guests around the table.
We have. We've got the UTS boys.
Tax.
UTS Euro boys.
Good to be here.
Should we whip around?
Yeah, come on. I want special intros from the boys because they've been working hard.
Well, let's not say anything else. we've been working.
Yeah,
well, so you know what I had hard on
students working hard. Yeah. All right.
Students drinking on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, go on.
You start.
Nick Stoll from UTS Euro.
Specialises in Spanish football and not much else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wait, I want to go back. Why do you specialise in Spanish football?
You look very Spanish.
You've got an Spanish background.
You've got that Spanish cord about you.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I started following Spanish football. Originally, I was a Liverpool fan. Back
here. Up until 2 months ago.
Is that the worst saying in history? I used to be. I don't just mean Liverpool, I mean any club. We should never change.
Alright. I started supporting Liverpool in 2001 when I lived in England for 9 months.
Because you're out there now.
Yeah. Then in 2005.
Nick's life story. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, here we go.
Thanks.
No, we've already got an hour.
All right. Anyway, I started supporting Barcelona.
Have you heard of an elevator pitch? This is it.
I started supporting Barcelona in Spanish football in 2005 around Ronaldinho, and he really started a love affair with me.
Love affair.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And
Craig Foster's influence.
That's
weird.
That's what that is. Craig Foster, Ronald Eagles. Weighing it up like two bollocks.
There's a three-way. Yeah. All right, and...
I'm James.
Human centipede.
Oh, that film. Have you seen that film?
Mate,
don't ever watch that film.
It's brilliant.
We're not talking about that.
It's brilliant. Human centipede 2 is even worse, by the way.
Yeah, I'm James, obviously from my great tan. I'm from England, so...
You sound English.
Don't quite have an accent.
Right. You sound more English than you look Spanish.
I get so embarrassed at how badly they play every tournament, so I just renounced it. I was born in Chelsea, but I lived there like a year and then came to Australia. But I had to wait for Matt to set me up for funny things to say. I generally fail pretty badly, so don't expect too much.
Our expectations are low.
Thank God. They still won't be men.
I mean, God bless Matt. West Ham fan.
You're the West Ham fan.
He has. He's been to the Hard Yards. And check him out. Look at this. I didn't know Lowe's had a sale on today.
For the audience, he's wearing a suit and tie.
You told me that there was going to be a woman on the podcast, so I thought I'd dress up.
I'm a lady, thank you.
Don't mess with it.
I specialise in West Ham and Polish football, and that's about it.
All right, so the regulars are here. Yep. Matt's back, which we're really happy to see.
I've got to say that. I was moving house twice. I was in Melbourne twice, and I was watching the Roosters game 3 times. So
Matt,
that's
you don't
why
have to explain yourself. The ratings have soared since you've not been on
the
show. Anything, we thank you for not saying that.
Happy days.
Oh, there's no
I can do
lost.
That.
All right, so we are back in Cheers, Bar Jess.
Yep.
It is Friday. I'm liking the Friday night format. I'm going to try it for June, July. Does anyone?
I definitely approve.
Anyone?
Yeah, I approve. I like it. We've just had a bit of gas passed down this end of the table from the food challenger.
I think it's a Miller.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we will try a few Friday night episodes to see how it goes, but so far I think it's going all right. But going into, I've just said we're going to try it in June, going into July, they've got this thing in Australia called Dry July.
Fuck that.
I remember last year the sponsors...
I think it's just in Australia.
Is it you don't wash?
Is it everywhere?
Yeah, people do it in London as well.
Now, you don't wash.
Is it you don't wash?
Is that English?
No, it's...
What does it mean?
Well, I'll tell you now, you fucking shut up. It's a great charity. Last year I did sponsor Craig Foster, by the way. I think on $50. You've got to go off the ale for 31 days.
Good chance.
Anyone?
Knowing Foz, he may or may not have gone off the ale for those 31 days. There may have been a few dropping in and out.
So allegedly. I want my $50 back.
Well, it went to a good charity, I think once the money goes.
But does anyone round here, given that we do a podcast, are we going to donate to Dry July, or are we going to? Does anyone fancy doing Dry July?
Shut up!
I don't mind giving someone else $50 for doing it, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
well, I gave Fernsey $50 to Travis sideburns off, didn't I? So same sort of thing. I'd give money, but I'm not getting it.
All right, what's the longest you've gone this year without a beer?
This year?
I've done a week this year.
A week?
Yeah, I've done a week this year.
Is this Alcoholics Anonymous or something?
You've done 3 months.
In the UK.
Ooh. Oh. What, you're in jail?
You can even get ale in jail, mate. Not that I know personally.
make your own hooch. But, no, it was when I was playing semi-pro, I was really looking after myself.
You had to drop that one in. Player
of the season, yeah.
Were you wearing light blue like your beloved Man City?
No,
didn't think so.
White.
Yeah, really.
Third kit.
Your beloved Man City's third kit.
At least you went to the 16th goalkeeper from Wigan.
From Wigan, yeah.
13 years old.
Yes. With two left feet.
Nothing wrong with goalkeeper.
Did alright when I was out the other day.
No, all right,
that's Bambi and Ice.
Nick, what's the longest you've gone without having a beer?
This week, or this...
Never! So you're like a true student. Fucking 18 years from birth to 18.
Yeah. from when I started drinking,
When you're watching the match. Because when you watch the match, it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Match, beer.
Yeah.
Pie. We'll come on to pie in a minute.
Dinner,
beer.
Beer.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oxygen, beer.
You've a lot to learn.
I lost 2 weeks once. I did a 2 month bender in Asia, and I got back and I did 2 weeks.
I was in.
She was fine. He was fine.
Did you check?
Did you ever reach around?
You're supposed to check before you get in there, not after.
I think I've gone like.
A minute?
No, I reckon in the last 8 years, I reckon you probably 2 days.
2 minutes?
You know when people have Nicorette patches, stop smoking, you have ale patches. Yeah, during the day, you slap on a hooch.
A couple of years ago, I was really ill. I did have the flu, and it was like, you know when you know you've got the flu, when
not
you're really
ill.
It's not a cold, the flu.
Is that when you just stuck to spirits?
Correct. I did.
Hot whiskey in a pot with your tea towel over your head.
So when I'm saying ale, I mean as in, I didn't have a beer. So
this is irrelevant then.
So I've got whiskey in the house. That's a remedy for your cold. So I went a good 2 or 3 days.
Is that your excuse? No, whiskey solves everything.
Are we Alcoholics Anonymous here, or is this a podcast?
No one's anonymous.
But anyway,
I know everyone's a pissing around here. Tell you right now.
But we're not going to.
We're not doing that.
No one's doing Dry July. All right. The pre-match food challenge. Paul's still smashing it. Good on you, Paul.
He's done well. He's done very well. You've not done it. Egg and there's bread.
I'm not eating the egg.
You've got to do the egg.
I can't eat the egg.
And you've got
to lick the
tomato
sauce.
The side salad. The side salad's not included.
Egg or salad.
I'll do the salad without the tomatoes. If you want me to do
that's not the salad then.
Okay.
The lettuce.
Let's get straight into
I bet that's filling.
All right, 9 minutes in. And we're going to get into football.
No sound.
Redknapp. I called it 2 weeks ago on this show.
Good.
And I told you he was going to go. What are your thoughts? Who do you reckon is going to take the Spurs job? And where do you reckon Redknapp's going to go?
Benitez.
I reckon Moyes.
Redknapp will go to Qatar, won't they, where the money is.
Well, today it's coming.
Where's his offshore account with his dog's name again?
Isle of Man.
Isle of Man.
Jersey, Guernsey.
Jersey or Guernsey.
It's coming today. Redknapp is 7-2 to go to Newcastle.
What? No way! Come on!
Hey, whoa! Don't shoot the messenger!
Seriously?
Where's this all?
Spurs?
What?
Apologies
now in the room.
No. I'm just saying.
As a diehard West Ham fan, I just want to throw it out there. I'd love to see Avram Grant end up at Spurs.
ABB is on the list.
ABB's on the list.
Moyes
is on the list.
Will Moyes go?
He's getting a bit annoyed, isn't he now? Let's be honest.
He's never got any money, has he? Your tight ass is
that
bit open
in
the building.
No.
I'm waiting
for him to get the United job when he'll crash and burn.
But he says to go there.
He hasn't got a job.
I think Benitez is Tottenham. I mean, if I was going to have a bet on it, I'd put Benitez.
But do you reckon Brendan Rodgers was the favourite? Because this has been... This isn't
oh, it's been going on for a while. Yeah.
This has been built up.
Yeah.
He could get a job at Liverpool as a director of football. Oh, Harry. His contacts.
Up every now and then.
His contacts in Guernsey, yeah, exactly.
But
he gets smashed in the
middle. Cavendish's brother to play on the wing.
Yeah. It just doesn't stop, does it? I mean, we're going into the pre-season and you think everything's going to go quiet. It's just going absolutely bananas.
It's interesting. He got sacked, didn't he?
Yes, he got sacked.
Because you only get a severance package if you get sacked.
$3 million.
If you resign... You seen my tweet, did you?
Which is after tax $3 million, is that?
Yeah. So he got paid $3 million. So the reason, tax
the reason behind,
million.
There's been a couple of reasons behind, hasn't there? One of them was he was so after the England job, they were like, well, you're not going to stay with us anyway. So that was one reason. But there's another reason about him
being a dodgy bastard.
About him being a dodgy bastard, yeah. So it could be hiding
behind. Allegedly.
He could have been a dodgy England manager bastard.
Well, you know that programme got pulled off the BBC because it was him who took the bribe.
Well, in court he wasn't, so... Yeah. This is allegedly, by the
way. Can I say allegedly something that is going to add to that?
Of course.
Allegedly, he has a little bar club in a little gambler's place in London. There's a gambling association in London that has his bar club there. No one knows about it.
What's on
there? Give us a street name. Street name?
How about that African guy George Weah's fucking second cousin?
Oh,
he signed
brilliant
because he got offered the money to play him, and he's not even a professional footballer.
No, that was Souness, wasn't it?
That was brilliant.
That was Souness at Southampton,
wasn't
it? Souness. Souness. He saw him off YouTube.
No, Redknapp did it.
Redknapp probably both did it.
All right, Souness would have been clever enough to do
that. Redknapp, it's all a bit of a mess, and I don't think Moyes is going to go there because
he's what?
Spurs are a small club.
Do you guys think he deserved to go to Redknapp?
Hey?
Do you think he deserves to go, Redknapp?
Redknapp,
be a dodgy
bastard. Redknapp definitely deserves to go. Yeah. Spurs fans have been quite divided on this, but when you look at there's one side of the Spurs sports club who's saying we were unlucky. Chelsea won the Champions League final and they stole our place. No, absolutely rubbish.
Yeah, it's finished.
When it was Christmas,
they won four in their 17 games.
Spurs were second. Yeah. We're talking here about them winning the league.
They were one to Folkic away at Man City.
We never said they were going to. We just said that they
did.
They could.
But for the last,
we never said they were going to. We said they had the possibility if they keep playing that way to do it.
Yeah, for the last 14 games of the season, Spurs' record was only matched by the bottom two. So for the last fourth, after a third of the season, pretty much, their record was the same.
Yeah, it fell away,
got relegated.
And
so,
Liverpool.
And Liverpool. So, they didn't get into the Champions League, but they should have finished second or third. Fourth is no guarantee. I know Chelsea got it, but fourth is no guarantee, and they should have finished higher. So, yeah, he should have been fired, given the position that they were in. What do you reckon?
Sure. I mean, Kate West, to be honest, it's Spurs. I mean, it's fire who you want.
Let's talk about Sevilla and relegated.
Speaking of firings, we should really go out to Rangers.
Oh, well, yeah, Let's keep this brief. Rangers have gone into liquidation now.
Huge
implications.
It's crazy they're still alive, but they're now in liquidation.
Now, the guy Green has now taken on Walter Smith in his party to try and get the club because Walter Smith failed with his bid.
Well, Walter Smith's now come with
a counter bid to buy it back. With Green. Green's took him on.
Yeah. I just think it's a mess.
So they're out of Europe for 3 years?
Out of Europe for 3 years. It's a new company. The Scottish Premier League have got a vote. It needs 8 against 4, of which Rangers do get a vote, to see if they're allowed back in the SPL. Me personally, I can't see the Premier League clubs voting for them. I think they're going to make a stand on
this. I think they would.
And put them into the third division.
Yeah.
It's, and now, the implications of that are...
You should join the Football League then.
Well, it's not good for Is it good for Scottish football? Because you could say it's not good for Scottish football because a lot of money is relied upon from Rangers in terms of TV revenue, gate receipts. Well, you're not getting your fucking gate receipts because you don't pay anyone. Alright, so every man and his dog in the SPL is owed money by Rangers. But then, will we see over the next couple of 3 years when Rangers are trying to... You look at them too.
Sounded like a horse was coming into the bar.
It wasn't a horse, it was a cow. She needs a bell round her neck.
Whoa, right.
Anyway, back to Rangers.
Hold on a minute.
Where did that come from?
Chill your boots, mate. Chill your boots.
She's going out.
Watch though,
yeah.
Sorry, Daisy. Sorry, Daisy.
I'm going to get some milk.
Anyway, but what happened over the next couple of years? We might see Hibernian kick on, we might see Hart kick on, Aberdeen kick on.
Well, Hart were menacing for a while, weren't they, when they got took over?
So
and disappeared.
That, is it all about...
And then Motherwell came up.
Right, I'm bored.
Yeah,
Jamie's eyes. It's an important point. Might as well cover it.
It's a strange one.
We've already covered it in about 2 hours.
Isn't it going to be the first of many then?
Yes, and this is where a precedent is going to be set, and that's why you've got to be very careful with Rangers. Take emotion outside of it, take personal issues outside of it. Precedent is going to be set because if you let them get away with it and vote them back into the SPL, anyone can do it.
There's so many clubs that were in the league, like Rushden Diamonds have now gone. All those clubs have all gone from the lower levels. All it takes is now someone like Portsmouth to go.
And then you reform.
And reform back down in non league.
Anyway, let's go to the Euros.
Oh, the Euros. I mean,
well, the Euros.
You're off.
Can I get a shameless plug?
You can give a shameless, but you didn't finish.
I did finish. Look, I
give us a toast, and I'll have the toast.
I did finish my dinner apart from the egg was dodgy.
You can eat that egg.
Out of 2 kilo, I reckon you've done 1.9.
The students are rying off the free food.
So a round of applause, because that's a bloody good effort. And you're going to feel it later on your flight.
I'm going to be shitting in Qantas's lounge.
Oh, that's all right.
On the floor.
Possibly.
That's all right. If I can't get there quick enough.
They shit on their customers every day.
Exactly. So I'm just going now to a PANA tournament event, which you can log on at panafootball.com.au for our Tiger Street soccer event, which is on the 30th of June. That's our event. So we're down at... what's it called?
Circular Quay.
Circular Quay.
Small little place in Sydney.
Small little place.
next to the Opera House.
Opera House and that bridge thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Sydney Bridge or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Shit. So if you want to check it out, then do it. But it's been a pleasure, and I wish I could have been here for the rest of this stuff. Although, can I just add that bit down the bottom here that you're getting onto later?
Yep.
That there has been a Euro song, and I need you to mention that.
All right, I'll bring it on. All right, cheers, Paul.
Thanks, Lee.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate.
See
thanks, guys.
See you later.
It's Chris Kamara, isn't it?
Well, we'll get on to that, Jamo.
So, anyone going hardcore and watched plenty of games?
I'm knackered.
Anyone been hardcore and watched all the games so far?
No. I've missed one
game.
Paul.
See you, man.
I've watched a few.
Well, that's not hardcore at all. You've missed one.
Yeah, I missed one.
It's,
missed one last night.
Part time, though.
I've attempted every night, but just failed miserably.
It's hard working. It's super
I do a traditional...
As I said, hopefully none of my bosses are listening, but I slept in the boardroom today because I was knackered.
Your bosses listen?
Possibly. I've sent them all the link. So, yeah, knackered.
This is why
it's been good, though. It's been interesting.
But any plans for the next batch of games?
Yeah, watch it both tonight.
Well, we finished uni basically today or tomorrow. So that should give us some free time to really... Well, I mean, we came here for the England-France game. We
were listening to that podcast.
You stop from uni, you've got some free time. That is the biggest load
only get 26 weeks holiday a year. We need to make the best of it, all right?
And half the day you sit on your arses.
Every minute counts.
You slept
really
in the boardroom
bleeding
today.
Out stories
here. What are you having to go at us
bleeding
for?
Anyway.
Slept in a boardroom, then came in here moaning about his meeting this afternoon. Well, that's
Jesus. Cardigan's on too tight.
Ferris Bueller.
Anyway, plans for the next games?
Yeah, watching tonight. Definitely.
Where are you going
to
watch it?
Going to our house.
The England game. This is the England swing game.
The dilemma is.
Why
late night or early start. I'm going to attempt a late night, but it might be a late start. Does that make sense?
I'm going to go early night, late start. Late night, early start.
Well, I'm flying in at 12 o'clock, so what do you reckon?
No chance.
I'll combust before then?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get you the special. I'll send you that discount card for the colds for the toilet paper.
Cheers, Paul.
Thanks, see you, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and watch it.
Do you guys have any like special tactics you use to stay awake and those kind of... Like, what do you do to stay awake?
Okay, it's illegal, but I can't really tell you.
I just
stay up and give myself a few slaps now and again.
I've got Matt to wake me up. The other night when I was having, I was like, "Are you tired? Are you tired? Are you tired? Are you tired? Are you tired? No, I'm not tired anymore. I'm just so fucking short. My every man.
What's the point? You make up so much shite, you know.
I totally believe that story.
You turned around and you were sleeping, so I went, "Are you tired?" And you went, "Oh yeah, I'm going to bed." So you went to bed.
But you did it about five times.
No, I didn't. I did it once.
You did it more than that.
There's no point getting up to watch England swing. It's going to be a draw anyway.
Always is. Always is. But what about
Zlatan?
What about
this week? Holland again? Nightmare.
Mate, they got pounded. They got absolutely pounded.
I had a winner on that.
What?
Gomez first goal, Germany 2-1.
No, you never.
60
you
bucks. Yeah, no, 60-1.
Well, you have more than that. But
no, I had $5 on it. It was 60-1.
All right.
I got $300.
Still could qualify. Next round.
Still haven't bought me a beer.
No, still can, yeah.
Yeah, they still can. It's not going to happen.
Still haven't bought me a beer. Did that win?
He's fucking free.
I want stickers. I would be overly surprised.
Mathematically, they can.
They need Denmark to lose to Germany.
Yeah.
And they need to win by 2 goals against Portugal.
Okay. Yeah. Possible.
So simple.
I can't see it happening.
But there's just no coordination up front between them. They're just all playing on their own up front, trying to be the superstar, trying to be the magic man. It's not happening.
When Schneider comes out and says, "We have to put egos aside," you know it's in trouble. Because Schneider has one of the greatest egos.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you, Schneider actually was passing. He's hardly shot this tournament. He's been very, very passing.
Did anyone see that back heel he did in training?
No.
YouTube it.
One thing I did like about Holland though is their supporters.
Oh mate, they're always brilliant.
No, before the game, they went to the German team's hotel and put a clamp on the team bus. A big orange clamp.
Maybe they're paranoid about
that. That is awesome.
While we're just talking about supporters,
yep.
Can we just touch on that England Paddy Pye band thing? Whatever it was.
The band that got banned.
Yeah. GGA, take note.
What happened?
Well, England have got... England's having... There's a band that follows England around for the last 20 years. Yeah. I find them rather annoying, to be honest.
But before we keep going, we're losing another panel member.
Matt's off. Yes. Where are you going for a refund?
He's going to the Ivy in that outfit.
Yes, I am. See how it works with all the women. didn't work on this podcast.
Don't take the stickers.
What is it? No, right. Seriously, where are you guys?
Oxford Street hits off at 6:30.
I'm going. I am a football referee, and I'm going to the Ballon d'Or football referee tonight.
What? He's doing door-to-door sales.
Anyone is doing
door-to-door sales.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Are you any good? Because I've been watching JMO's games for a couple. Went down the other week, and their ref is shit. Like the worst ref I've ever seen. No, it wasn't you. I would recognise you. Could you take
association
over?
Are you
Can you get him involved?
We need to.
He is shit.
Oh, rugby league.
I got sent off.
Jamal got sent off. One for arguing because there was a handball on the line. But he didn't even argue. He said one thing to him. He sent him off.
I got It's been great to have you.
I have you.
See you next time.
See you, mate. All right. So anyway. Yeah.
England.
So England.
The band you were talking about, you're talking about the band.
No, we're on Ireland next.
Oh, okay.
You were talking about the band, you didn't finish.
The band. Yeah. And the band got banned.
Yeah.
Didn't allow it. Security didn't allow it.
Why? Based on what?
Security. So you ain't cleared.
There was
the
like 100 people in a punch on yesterday in a stadium.
186 have been arrested so far.
What, and they're working a
sneaky Russian
trombone.
It's like the Polish are all of all bought England shirts dressed up in England fans.
It wasn't the Russians, it's always been the Polish.
Polish.
So, yeah, but the band got banned. But apparently the band are back in tonight.
Get lost.
And I'll get rid of the band.
Why don't you like the band?
Shit. Well, they're a bunch of, like, who are they to then go and get sponsors and then go for a free trip around the Euro and then take it upon themselves to be representation of...
No, let's be honest, that's very clever.
No, I agree.
Jess, can you just stop you there?
That's what we're trying to do.
We're going to Japan next year.
I know, but we haven't, like, delegated ourselves
we will be
the
here.
Band of England.
Yeah, we are.
I'm out. If anything to do with England, I'm out.
Australia. You can play the flute.
I'm learning trombone, definitely.
Well, given your previous experience.
I used to play tenor horn.
Bet you did.
Bet, seriously. I was younger.
I'm not surprised.
But Holland, the gone. Ireland. Out, Spain.
I don't even know how to say that word. Are they actually out?
They're the only team that can't. Two teams won 4 points.
Yeah. But I mean, they're in a tough group.
It's the worst group. But what I did like is the headline.
Italy could go out though. I mean, they played really well.
No, but what I like really well. About
Italy going to be Ireland.
What I like about Ireland getting knocked out is not Ireland getting knocked out, because here's Michelle just wrote the bottle of me. Is the headlines that come through. And one of them was last dance for Trapping his boys.
Oh,
dance.
That's how you say it.
Yeah. Next one was Murder on the Dance Floor.
Very good.
And then I looked at a few others.
How many have you got there?
No, just a few other funny ones. Not just from the Euro. That was a Celtic one, which is shit. This is like...
Much like the team.
This is like from a newspaper a couple of days ago. It was a Juventus game. And it was old lady unable to master bait at all.
Stop it!
Are you serious? Yeah,
who's responsible for
that? Juventus don't only need to go down to the final game tonight. The easiest on paper, out and about. Next one was with David Seaman. This is from Sky Sports. And this is when... there's a bit of change there. It said Keegan fills Schmeichel's gap with Seaman.
Seriously.
this is hilarious.
How long ago was that?
Oh, a couple of years ago.
A couple of years?
Was it Man City when Seaman left and he got Schmeichel in the team?
Yeah, filled his gap. Alright, and then we've got, this is from Europe.net, ESPN, this one is from Young Boys, Wanked Off, Erection Relief.
What? No.
That's not a football headline.
It is, because Young Boys is a team.
What websites are you looking at?
Yeah, Young Boys in Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah, and then that was about their stadium getting built.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're excited about the stadium being
erected.
Yeah. Wanked Off, really. And then the last one.
Who's that young bloke over there?
Hey, it's Sexy Sue. Come on. Get over here. No, she fucked off.
Where's Jane?
And then this is the last one. This is from Eurosport.com. It goes, Fox off to Benfica.
That's a good one.
It's very
I like that.
That one.
No, that's his name.
Fox.
His name is Angelico Fox.
Fuchs, I think it is, isn't it?
It would have been Fuchs.
Of course it's Fuchs.
But he just goes Fox off to Benfica. Like that?
Brilliant.
All right, next.
The sticker book.
Yes, Jess, you kindly brought us the sticker book back from the UK, and we really did appreciate that. And then J-Mo stepped up to the plate and got us our stickers. We weren't stickers, they were cards.
Let's open them and see what we got, yeah?
Well,
let's open the cards first.
Top Trumps, your old playing cards.
Like top Trumps. But then J-Mo did...
redeem himself.
He did redeem himself, and he got us... Surely
the England book must be completely wrong due to all the injuries.
Yeah. I got fucking Frank
Lampard. I got
Gareth Bale. I hate that.
But in the cards, which can't
be. I got Darren Bent right here. He didn't even get in a squad.
Fuck me.
I got Duncan Ferguson.
I got any cards.
Right.
Oh, Thomas Rosicky.
I got Mark von Bommel.
Can I have some cards?
Maluda.
Yes. Wow.
So cards,
I like top trumps, basically.
I like top trumps. So we're going to have a game of top trumps. Okay. All right, here's your stickers. Yeah. Everyone got the stickers? Open your stickers.
Oh, fucking hell. I've got stickers. Milan Baros. I hate him.
You're keeping that. It's a keeper.
It's a keeper. I bloody hate him.
I've got Ashley Young.
Oh, he's got a shiny Dirk Towns. Look, he's got a shiny Dirk Towns. He's got a shiny one.
It's a card.
I love shiny ones.
All right. So let's open your stickers. Open your stickers, because we've got to fill this sticker.
If you can see his face in it, it's even better.
I've got Milan Baros in the other one as well.
I've got John Terry in sticker form.
He's a
Yeah. There's also a knife in the back of that sticker, so we'll look at that one later.
Ooh, I've got a sticker of the city of Poznan.
Yeah, I got Donetsk.
Which is nice. Nice. All right.
I've got the Hellas.
Oh, Greece.
Oh, you got a shiny one.
That's a shiny.
Got a shiny. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
Look at mine.
I can't
fucking pronounce one of mine.
No, neither can I.
Yeah, look at that picture of Gary Kelly. Looks like he's having a shit.
No, he just got punched in the face. That's why he's not playing.
Oh, that's when he broke his jaw.
No, it wasn't. It was before that. Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a picture of fucking Poland. Warsaw.
I've got Poznan. I'll swap your Poznan for Warsaw.
Alright, well that's what we're going to do, swapsies, alright?
This is a weird one.
Poznan's a beautiful city. There we go.
I've got
Warsaw. Superb.
Alright. But don't we have to put them in the sticker book?
Yes. Yeah, who wants the task to put them in the sticker book now?
Me.
Do you want them? Yes. Alright, there's the sticker book, Jess.
Yeah. Right. Got loads best more here, we're saving them.
This isn't like the best job for me.
No, but
are we saving the rest of them?
We'll open the rest after the show.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll see. We're going to fill this book.
How does this book end?
What do we do with these cards?
You keep the cards, keep we're going to play top trumps.
Okay.
Oh, you got Chubby? Oh, and Alonzo? Oh!
Is these stickers or cards?
Stickers.
What are the stickers in the book?
Oh. Is this in English?
Who's these? These yours, lad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got itty shit. The shiny one. Got Perlo, shiny.
Spain.
But England taking on Sweden.
But
anyway, let's get back. England taking on Sweden tonight. Are we confident?
Yes.
You are?
Well, yes. England play tonight.
Confident. Yeah, 4:45 in the morning.
Confident of the confirmed draw, or?
Is Welbeck starting?
There's rumours that Carroll's starting tonight, you know.
It's not a rumour, he's starting.
He's definitely starting.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Carroll.
Yeah, you know what? Great.
Just think
Sweden,
it's better against
the defence is actually very fragile.
The Ox
they were exposed twice. Well, both goals from Shevchenko were off the head. So that's possibly right.
So
Welbeck must start instead of Young then, because Young was terrible.
He was, wasn't he? He won't drop Young. He won't drop Young, I don't think.
So,
he loves him. He loves
Maloney,
him.
Man.
He loves him, man.
Yeah, are there any other changes in the works?
Saying about Scotty Parker not possibly not being able to last another game, but
so what? Miller's going to go in the centre.
Henderson again.
Henderson. Playing in a European championship.
I think Parker will start again. I do think he'll start. I don't think there's as much running against Sweden, to be honest.
All the Irish
team
look the same so far.
Don't get the Irish team. They're so.
How's England going to stop Zlatan?
That's
highly tactical there, highly tactical analysis.
It's a pub cast, mate.
It's not an Opta Index here, is it?
Wait, let me just ring Gary Neville up and Martin Tyler.
Me and Foster.
Can you not phone Harry Redknapp?
I don't know. I mean, last week it was all doom and gloom and no one has any expectations. The English public have now raised their expectations.
But that's not good. You guys that impressed their performance?
No, in terms of. We're not impressed, but
we're
satisfied.
Slightly less disappointed than we thought we'd be.
In terms of, we watched it and thought, hey, we've got a draw out of that, we didn't get beat.
Good result, but
so
performance.
We've got
performance.
I'm not bothered about performances.
Just control the game.
Never ever worry about performance.
So stick it in.
It's the result that counts.
It's all different, though. Against France, you have to keep that, you know, that central midfield very
compact
and very tight. And regimented against Sweden, we have to move forward to try and score, so that will leave gaps. So it's what we can deal with when those gaps are left. That's the big thing.
I'm happy if England play shit all the way through and they win it. Happy.
Andy Carroll hat trick.
I doubt.
Andy Carroll hat trick.
There you go. Ooh.
That's really pissed me off.
Andy Carroll hat trick.
Did he score three goals for the entire
season? You're not staying up to watch it.
Has
of
he
that.
Scored three Andy goals in his career?
Has that scored three goals this season?
Yeah, Andy Carroll hat trick.
Yes, I'm saying.
That's recorded, right?
Yeah,
so
Downing's
starting then.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The most electrifying partnership in the Premier League.
Downing's great.
But one thing about the England-Sweden game
just sell it.
Is obviously the England fans are all over there now. The prices have gone through the roof in terms of accommodation. Last week in the village, like the supporters' village, it was £2.20 a pint. It's now £4.20 a pint. Just because the English have rocked up.
It's racism.
I think so.
Allegedly.
Or just take the piss. But
you should have just sent a memo around saying it's dry June.
But 20,000, at least 20,000 Swedes are going to be there, 5,000 English. So
any carrots?
Hey! But well outnumbered. Which is still England.
Oh, no. Well, Sweden are everywhere, mate. They love it.
Good support.
They're picking up on the same kind of vibe as the Dutch do, and that kind of they all go in the same top and just populate the
ground. I am looking forward to the cutaway shots of the Swedish
girls.
Women. Yeah, oh. it's always a pleasure to watch Sweden.
I thought they were ladies, not girls. I thought we objectified them.
Well, you hope that they're ladies if you're.
That's Wayne Rooney.
Yeah,
just Wayne Rooney.
Doesn't he like the grannies? He loves
the grannies. That's why he's not playing. He's definitely going around he's going around the brass houses for sure.
Yeah, but still on England.
I'd have the lion.
It's the suits I'm really liking this year because everyone always has suits.
I prefer the white ones from Liverpool United.
I know. I'm going to get onto it. But this year, this tournament, we've got the England three lions, one tailor. Like that. Good headline. That from Marks and Spencers. So England suits this year for Marks. A, your mum always likes Marks and Spencers.
Doesn't mean they're any good.
I know. Would you buy it?
Do you know something? It's not a bad. It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah.
Is it grey or light blue?
Like, it's a blue. Look, I've printed it out for you.
Yeah, I can't see where your printer's shit.
It's not shit.
Oh yeah, look at that. It's grainy around the edges of the suit. You can't tell.
It's a two-tone suit, mate.
No, it's quite nice.
Looks alright.
When are they wearing these suits?
Hell no.
I don't know.
On the flight. As you need to
fly out. So in about 3 days. Yeah.
But as a fan, I mean, God, we used to be sponsored by Burton's.
How much are they going for?
What are Burton's?
200 quid.
200 quid.
For a suit?
That's what?
I wonder why Andy Carroll's not been posing with these with his ponytail just to fit, does he?
No. But look at the tie, yeah.
The tie's decent.
A tie, 20, tie. And there's 20% off, £19.50. So that's like 15 quid for the tie. I'll have one of them ties. How much? It's £12.50, 10 quid.
How much for the lion?
I don't think you could buy the lion. No, Michael Jackson.
It's one for 200, but three for 450.
Awesome.
And that's a Marks and Spencer shirt there, right? Autograph collection.
That's what they called it.
They called it the autograph
collection. This is the best bit. We're talking about suits, and JMO's just completely ignoring that bit and watching the golf.
Suits. I've got money on this.
£29.50 for the England shit, like the England.
That's alright.
Oh, I'll buy that. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy the lot.
When's his birthday?
August.
It's not a shirt. Oh, here we
go.
Nice cardigan. Hey!
It's not a cardigan.
See, the cardigan's open.
It's a jumpy gun.
It's a jumper.
Jumpy gun.
Why don't you want to have a cardigan?
No, I don't mind. I've got loads of cardigans, but this one isn't.
All right, well, forget your cardigan. Would you buy that suit?
Yes, I would.
Jamie, would you buy that suit?
I've not seen
Show
it yet.
Show
me
the suit.
Yeah.
But Marks and Spencer's don't do decent suits. It's not bad. Yeah.
I like Marks and Spencer's stuff. I'd buy the belt and all.
I wouldn't buy the cufflinks.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Mark and Spencer, for providing the.
Have we talked enough about the suit now? Because it's been about 5 minutes.
What about if we wear them on our trip to Japan?
I think we should wear Mark and Spencer's suits on our trip to Japan.
We're watching Australia when we get to Japan.
Okay, so David Jones should give his suit then. Or Ben Sherman should give his suit.
Ben Sherman?
You've got to get it two sizes too big. I know, look, I'm coming on to that in a bit. So,
yes, I would buy
that one.
I'd buy that suit.
Can we ask Caliber?
So, all right, well, let's find a suit sponsor.
Well, what about the girls going on the trip?
We'll get you like a British Airways type costume thing.
Oh, well, then I'll be able to serve you.
Absolutely.
You told me it was a lad's trip.
There's loads of beds.
She's a lad in a way.
There's loads of.
Really, tonight is the night.
So we need to order an extra skinny for Lee, a 12-year-old, boy size.
I'm going to get one for you.
Can I have a cardigan?
No, you get a cardigan and extra skinny so you can make your arms look bigger than all. You know what I mean?
He's
wider on the arms.
Just the waistcoat, no shirt.
Should I have a tie as well? Tie around my forehead.
But anyway, I've got this. Ireland, all right, we didn't do too good. But they did score a goal against Croatia.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that the standard we aim for? No, scoring against Croatia.
This is the picture I'm going to use for today's podcast. How happy is that Irish fan when Ireland scored a goal?
Oh, what a hottie.
That's awesome.
Now, what about the pig behind? He doesn't get any.
No, no.
I want to describe that for the listeners.
Well, we described it today as looking at the popsicle or something.
Yeah, someone want to describe what I've just shown you?
I'll give it a go. An Irish fan in celebration has extended his tongue out to the nearest female. I think she's from Croatia.
Yeah.
She's been kind enough to offer her breast.
So was a naked
breast. Naked breast.
Nipple out.
The nipple is out. The nipple is exposed.
And mate behind, if they took one look at a teeth and thought, fuck that, and that's what
the girl behind looks like Mandy Dingle.
She's got a nice tits, though.
There we go.
Oh my god, you must have been with some mingers in your fucking time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I was looking at it from the back and he looks like a fried egg.
So you just put the two comments together. One, the nice tits. It looks like a fried egg. You like fried egg tits.
Fried egg tits.
Fucking great.
Alright, so after we've just gone into the last. Like the last
after
phase. I'm flabbergasted now. We're coming to the end of the second batch of games. Who's your tips? Who's going to win? Let's start down here. Who do you think's going to win now?
Well, the whole thing?
The whole... Well, not the tip contest.
I'm back in that bloke. Germany. Germany just looked too good.
Looking good.
I had Germany from the start, didn't I? We discussed that.
You look a bit German.
I'll go for a surprise. Looking like German.
One there, blue eyes.
I can sing how much that dog in the window in German, though.
Well, wait there. Is it a surprise?
Aryan race?
Spain will win.
Why is that a surprise?
It's not a surprise, but I was just being ironic.
All right, fair enough. Jess...
Who do I think will win?
Jess is busy putting all our stickers in the book.
Checking out all the cute boys.
All right,
who's your... I watched the Euro.
You're right here on your right. There's no need for
Jess. But Jess, who do you think's going to win?
Germany, maybe?
Germany. Germany and Spain win their groups, are going to meet in seven.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Jay, who do you think's going to win it?
I've got money on Russia. Because it was a good price. But I think Germany...
All right,
because Matt said it at the start of the competition.
All right, and I'm going for England.
For backing me up,
England
for once.
Yeah.
What? You're going for
German.
England?
Yeah, going for England.
As I said, I can't see how much that dog in the window in Gen.
But one thing that's really upset me about this whole Euros is that one country has put out an official team song.
My God.
What do you mean they are?
You know what's Euros?
We all know about Cammy.
Cammy.
Chris Kamara.
Has he done it?
It's the official England song for Euros.
No, I've not seen it. You need to send me the link to it,
yeah.
And we'll put it on the article tonight. What's the song?
I don't think Chris Kamara's heard it either. I think he's still getting
offended. We all heard Terry Venables' song a few months back, didn't we?
No, Russia just stole the babushki from the Euro.
I didn't hear that either.
Why did he keep playing Blur after every fucking goal as well? It's really doing my head in.
What song did he play?
White Stripes.
Why did he keep playing White Stripes?
Edit that, no chance.
Why do they keep playing White Stripes over every goal? It's doing me fucking head in.
Yeah. Even though I thought it was Blur.
Yeah.
Alright, Twitter question coming. This is from SFCU.
Yes. Now, for those who don't know, that's the online space that Sydney FC fans hang out on.
Yeah.
And talk shit mainly. But as a side note, we're having a bit of a fundraiser tomorrow night at the Royal Exhibition, 7 o'clock. Come on down. Good chance to meet fellow Sydney FC fans. Anyway, the question.
Whoa.
And it's at the Royal Exhibition. And you know what, Sean?
No. And your coach and your chairman.
Oh, yeah, the new coach is going in. The new CEO will be there as well. So Royal Exhibition from 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, but the question that comes through is it strategic, new cycle management, or just poor management? Are their fans worried? And this is in relation to the new Sydney club. Because yet again, we talk about this every week. And then, yes, another week has passed, and we're still...
Has there any rumours what the name is yet?
No, nothing.
They say, are their fans worried? What?
They
fans?
Haven't got fans.
They haven't got a club. You can't have fans without a club.
Okay, Nick, what's your...
Wait. When Sydney FC played at Parramatta a couple of seasons ago, maybe 2 seasons ago, West Sydney Rovers was on the cards, and these randoms came out as fans. Probably about 10. Doesn't matter, they were still there, saying that they were West Sydney fans.
There seems like there's this assumption that just because you call a team or base it in West Sydney, that Western Sydney are going to turn out for you.
Correct.
You've got to engage
them. One guy's emailed me and said, tweeted me and went, no, we're going to be getting crowds of 30,000 within 2 years.
No dice.
You're dreaming.
That's what he said.
Who is he?
The only reason there's been silence from
China. Only email, not address.
The only reason there's been silence for the new Sydney club is because they don't know, they don't have anything to talk about.
Well, none of them jobs have been finished.
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean, hopefully they do well, but...
Well, we all want them to do well, but fuck all, just keep... Yeah. There's
not coming.
They're in the struggling.
Yeah, is there? I think it's quite a dangerous game that we're playing with this.
How far away is
this? See you later, Sydney.
See ya. Aren't they doing the draw next week or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're doing the draw next week for a team that doesn't exist.
Well, what I want to know is, what are they going to be known as in the draw?
Is it an X?
Is it New Sydney Club FC? It's quite embarrassing, isn't it?
No, they're just the buy. They're the buy.
Well, hopefully.
I mean, you need to get this one right. I mean, we've seen stuff up after stuff up after stuff up. This could be final nail in the coffin.
I'm just looking at the table now, and there's stickers
everywhere. Oh yeah, it's on now.
JMO did buy a shitload of stickers. Well, the dilemma for next. The dilemma for match day three. All the games are on at the same time. Satanta can only show one.
Ah.
SBS haven't got any games till the quarters.
Stream it on BBC website.
Have you?
Yeah.
Live.
How do you get rid of the IP block?
No. There's a website called Roja Director. If there's one thing the Spanish are good at, it's illegal downloads and illegal streaming. I don't obviously promote that kind of behaviour, but Roja Director, you can get any match in the world, any sporting event that's on. It will be live.
Also, IraqiGoals.net.
Yeah,
no words of a lie. It's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
IraqiGoals.net.
Yeah, it is.
Any game that's on anywhere in the world, you can watch it.
All right, talking to Satanta, I mean, watch this. David O'Dreary was on there. He is a... I used to like him, but he's so boring. Gary McAllister.
Brilliant.
He's been good.
Did he, man, with his winking?
Did he, man? He winks.
He loves his winks.
Wouldn't want to play poker against him, would you?
You would fucking know.
Wouldn't want to go to an auction with him. We're having all sorts. But you know, yesterday.
That's good.
But yesterday, I listened to My Sport and Life on Talk Sports, which is one of their podcasts. And it had Didier Mann's My Sport and Life, an hour and a half podcast. But do you know, one night, he had split up from his missus, so he went home. Nothing else to do. Bored. And he's watching Australia versus South Africa in the cricket. So he decided to put a couple of bets on the spread betting. Lost $300,000 in one night.
We deserve to lose that much money. He's got that money.
But you know what?
He does love his betting.
I used to work at a dog track in Manchester, Bellevue Dogs, and every other night, Tuesday, Thursdays, Michael Owen and Didier Mann would be in there. I used to cut the steaks.
Yeah, he used to cut the steaks.
Did you spit in
it? I used to cut their steaks.
Did you spit in them?
No, I didn't fuck.
But no, it was a really interesting. If you're gonna download a podcast this week, that's the one. My Sport and Life with Didier Mann, a German with a Scouse accent.
He's brilliant. He's a legend.
Entertaining, and he talks about when they won the Champions League final, he's in the shower cubicle, the Liverpool chairman, both fully dressed, having a cigarette. Because you ain't allowed to smoke, both chuffing away. Think about that,
Didier Mann's great.
Let's finish on Ronaldo. What an absolute.
What a wanker.
He's not happy. When they were playing the other night, the fans kept chanting Messi's name, which I think is very, very amusing. And then after the match, he comes out and he has a pop at Messi and he says, well, where was Messi this time last year? He was in his home country getting knocked out.
Well,
that's irrelevant, isn't it? And Nick,
did you see the goal the other night against Brazil?
Three goals?
Yeah, but the last one, where he knocked it in from like 35 on the curl.
We want to do a Messi and Ronaldo comparison, aren't we?
There is no comparison.
Well, Nick's going to talk us through it because...
Okay, this is from about.com. They've gone through a bunch of categories and rated Messi versus Ronaldo. Finishing with feet, Messi gets a 9 out of 10. These are all out of 10. Ronaldo gets an 8. Finishing with a head, Messi gets a 6, probably because no one can ever find his head. It's so close to the ground.
I've seen him score a header.
He scored a few headers.
Yeah, we're in the Champions League final as well. Ronaldo gets a 8. Messi, Ronaldo...
Ronaldo should be more than that. He's good at it.
Yeah, he's very good. Messi, Ronaldo free kicks, 8. Ronaldo, 9. Dribbling and control, Messi, 10. Ronaldo, 9.
Who's got better hair? That's what I want to know.
Better hair, well...
Better hair control.
Yeah, well, that's obviously Ronaldo with the gel.
Yeah.
But I just think this is a bit kind of pissing about with Ronaldo. Like, it just shows that he is so obsessed.
He is obsessed
with just overcoming Messi. If I think he would throw away all his titles if he got that one thing that says he is the best player in the world.
Oh, there's some stickety facing going on.
He's putting glasses on. It's real Ferdinand.
Can you put a knob on his head as well?
He's actually putting Matty's glasses on real Ferdinand.
But what do you think?
You're putting Matty's Hitler-tash as well.
Do you think Ronaldo can actually do anything to surpass?
He's not far off though, is he?
Yeah. I know we're taking the piss, but he's not far off.
He's not far off, but I think it's public perception.
No, yeah, it's people almost want to see because of Ronaldo's actions on and off the field.
Or attitude.
Yeah, attitude. Yeah, that's it's right. They want to see him fail. I like it when I see him miss a goal. Whereas Messi's, I think, a bit more humble, a bit more likable. Yep. You know, Messi never dives or rarely.
Does it help
just
you're a Barcelona
kicks.
Fan?
Have you said the final total? Did you say it?
No.
But who's the better team player, though?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Messi gets 9 out of 10 for team play. Ronaldo gets 6 out of 10, which is a massive difference, yeah.
Ronaldo's last game for Manchester United in the Champions League final?
Yeah.
And it was all about him.
Yeah, totally.
All about him.
Even though he's a fucking penalty.
Even though
shots from 40 yards.
That's the thing. Messi plays within a team that he's grown up with since 11.
Yeah.
Ronaldo plays for himself. And that will beat you every single time.
The total, by the way.
He could have come to Australia and played for Australia.
So could have Ronaldo.
He could have. He came here to get his hormone treatment.
Well, that worked.
Yep. What, did he get rid of his tits?
Yeah. He came to Australia to get it.
He's been cheap before.
What sort of hormone treatment did Messi get?
I'm sort of hearing this secondhand.
You just said apparently, and then you said it's secondhand, so it's bullshit.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Allegedly.
Can I check the totals in?
Apparently he was a midget or really, really small.
He
had growth deficiency.
Thank you. And he came to Australia to get his hormone treatment.
So we ended up like Brian McGrath.
What fuck?
6 foot.
He was playing for Barcelona since he was 11.
Barcelona paid for his growth hormone. That's
in Australia.
Australia do the best growth.
So he came to Australia, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Check it.
I will not dispute that, but
he's going to go have a Google that.
Are you going to finish it off?
The totals here is Lionel Messi 69 out of 80, Cristiano Ronaldo 68 out of 80. So there's only one between them.
Yeah,
based
but who's
on
rated this?
Well, if we're going off it as a fact, which we've been talking about,
we're just
listening to it, haven't we?
Ronaldo's misses.
But then again, it's stuff like physical prowess. You know, Messi gets 7, Ronaldo gets 9 because he's a big lad. He's 6'2", isn't he?
Yeah, he's
a prick. Do you want to do one for us, Messi and Ronaldo?
I think
just said you're off university for 24 weeks.
I'll do one.
And
it's
23, we've got stuff to do, alright.
Yeah, these work hard, these boys. Alright, let's wrap up.
All right. We're paying for it, tax dodgers.
Rangers.
I don't do anything, but I need more money to do it.
Alright, so, what are you looking for? We're going to do what we're most looking forward to in the next week, and then we're going to do room 101. And room 101, you're all new, is where we put someone into room 101 and they're banished from the football environment forever.
George Orwell style.
So, what are you most looking forward to this week, and who do you want in room 101?
England possibly beating Sweden.
Oh, and room 101?
Dangerous. I don't know, you put me on the spot here, I got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Who do I want to be banished
who
from
don't
the
you like?
World? There's a lot of people.
Oh, I just put one in there.
Nick Stoll for one.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, that is a bit harsh. Co-hosts.
Ashley Young.
Ashley.
I've got a shiny council house.
This is where all the stickers.
Where is it though?
I've got a shiny council house.
What's it say on the back?
It's got a Panini logo.
Shiny council house in Poland.
In Polish or Poland? Let's have a look.
Alright, Nick, who do you want?
What am I looking forward to most?
Yep.
In the next coming week? The quarterfinals. The quarterfinals start in the next week.
Yep.
So that's really going to be. That's where we've already had some great games. That's where,
best games ever.
Best games ever happen in the quarterfinals. That's what I'm looking forward to. Who can I put? I think we've talked about him enough, but Ronaldo, I want to put him in.
Matthew?
What I'm looking forward to is. Possibly around the quarterfinals, next third game type thing, so I can actually get some kip.
Yeah.
Because I'm up for every bloody game at the moment, so it'd be good to have a break. And in 101, I've not been here for a while, but Rio Ferdinand for being a knob.
No class, no grace.
What a tit.
Yeah,
what a tit.
Jess.
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah, apart from filling your sticker book.
Filling my sticker book. Our sticker book, I mean. And,
That's your motherland, you two.
I
Come on.
Area race.
And who I'd like to put in room 101, probably the person who's cancelled my game for Sunday. I am not impressed, considering the sun is out.
It is out. It's going to be out all weekend.
No, it's going to be raining tomorrow.
Well, we better check the ground.
Jane, you're down there. You're doing the stickers again. Do you want to... I'm not going to ask you what you're looking forward to the next week.
You buying bog roll.
Yeah, me buying toilet paper this morning. We're going to have that. I'm going to buy a thunder packet this week. Is there anyone you want to put in room 101? I
think you've got another shiny.
Jamo, I know you've got loads of shiny badges. Anything you're looking forward to and anything you want to go into room 101?
I'm looking forward to the rest of the Euros. I'm maybe winning some more money.
I don't think you're going to make win anymore, are you?
Yeah, of course I am.
Have you had any big wins so far?
Yeah. What? Germany game.
$350?
$300. $300. I just do a scorecast, $5, and then first goal scorer, correct score.
So I've been close. Germany 1-0 point score or Germany 2-1?
I had Gomez first goal, Germany 2-1. It was 60-1. I put $5 on it. But I was close to the Russia game. I had 3-1. Degov, whatever he's called, first goal. But it was 4-1 first goal. And then I had Jelovic 3-1 Croatia Island. But that Manduka scored first goal. So I've been close. I've got a JB
Sports Bet for all your great betting.
Yeah, that's it.
Sports Bet. There's not a better bet than a
room
Sports 101. Bet.
Sportsbet.com.au.
I hate that advert.
Room 101. The referee for the England game, the second half, he gave us fucking nothing. It's horrendous. Italian bastard.
What about Japan, Australia? Talk about referee.
Oh, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, he was a bit old.
But what a great game.
It was a good game. The pitch was a disgrace. But
I've got
good on the Aussies. The soccer news, they fired up, got a result. It's very difficult to get a result against a Japan side that are on form.
That
we're
going to go and see next year?
That we are going to go and see next year.
Sponsored by Marks and Spencer
or David Jones, whichever one feels.
Bidding war.
It is a bidding war.
I've got one more thing to look forward to. Oriental Lily running at Horsham next week, dog racing.
No, she broke his toe again.
No, she's still running now.
How the fuck's a horse got a tongue?
It's a dog.
How is it? Alright.
Now she's running again.
No, General told me it's out for 2 months.
Alright, anyway, and Black Caviar.
What's my dog?
Wait, whoa.
I had lunch for him today. It's out for 2 months.
And yeah, Black Caviar. Dog.
Black Caviar.
Races tomorrow?
No, Black Caviar's racing next week.
Next week.
Me, for the highlights of my week next week, is looking forward to Spurs getting their new manager.
And
hopefully it's Martinez.
What do they call those big Jewish parties?
Bar mitzvahs. And room 101, I want to put David Levy. Oh no, the Moose from TalkSport. Because he started the rumour last night that Everton had already opened negotiations with Tottenham.
What do you think of Martin O'Neill, by the way?
You've not plugged SBS yet.
The Moose from TalkSport mentioned that.
Everton payroll.
Everton had opened talks on a compensation deal with Spurs for Moyes, and thankfully Everton within minutes was straight on Twitter and said,
"Please
to
fucking
Moose,
take him. No, he's just signed a 5-year contract. We'll get $10 million for him."
And because he's won fuck all,
Everton come back and say, "Say one more word, and we're going to take legal action." So good on Everton for showing a pair of balance.
Usually he's read that. I don't talk about players, but I'd love to sign Van Persie. He's a great player.
Yeah, but that's all for this week, and it's been good on a Friday night. Paul left earlier. He done 95% of the food challenge.
Well, he did very well, mate.
It was great to have the UTS
Lazy Student Song.
The UTS Euro guys. And what's your Twitter address?
At UTS Euro.
At UTS Euro, and we can just find your podcasts on there, because it's a daily podcast.
Yeah, don't check
today's.
Facebook. Today's was rubbish.
All right, we'll leave today.
Yeah.
And you're going to do
that's
any more?
Keeping live,
are you going to do any more live events?
We're thinking about it. It's all.
Next time, bring your ID, because the doorman will be on.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks everyone. Thanks for getting involved.
See you next week.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Cheers,
and we'll
guys.
Speak to you next week.
See you next Friday.
Sweet. I've been busting for a piss for about 30 minutes.
Is this all the sticker package?